If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. B.J. Vaught is a sports medicine specialist at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City. You may have read some of his other books. He's the best-selling author of Back RX, named the Wall Street Journal's favorite health book of 2005, and Arthritis RX, as well as his new book out called The New Rules of Running, 5 Steps to Run Faster and Longer for Life. It's published by Avery Books. It's a division of Penguin, and this is Dr. Vaught's second visit to our show, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Michael Royson. Dr. Vaught, thanks for coming on. I used to run a lot. I loved running. I ran a lot. I think it screwed my knees up, so I don't run anymore, and I probably won't run anymore, but I do walk for physical activity, and when I play golf, and I play golf a lot, I do walk. I don't ride. And everybody has their rules of running. There are books about rules of running, and your book is called The New Rules of Running. Your new rules of running. So what is new and different about what your philosophy is in this book?
Well, let's start out with just, you know, arthritic bum knees, right? I mean, Joe, you're a victim of the bum knees. And here's the fact about running and knee arthritis or bum knees. You know, mild to moderate amounts of running, a few miles, 2-3 times a week, actually can reduce incidence of arthritis in the knees. I mean, just the latest study that came out with about 300,000 patients even proved that. But obviously, the guy that wrote the book with me, who is a 2-time New York Marathon winner, Tom Fleming, I mean, he ran way too much and really messed up his knees. So he's at the extreme. Too much running, bad for your knees. A little bit of running, good for your knees.
I heard 30 miles a week is the benchmark, something like that. Is that pretty?
You know, it depends. It's somewhere between 15 to 30 miles, depending on who you are, if you're overweight, if you have hip impingement, if you have other issues. But somewhere between 15 to 30 miles a week is sort of the good thing to do.
Okay, here's Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike Royson.
Well, we'll get into good thing to do. We have a lot of questions, and one of them comes from Amy. But there's some wonder. This is a book, The New Rules of Running. It is a great book. So whether you're out for your first run or planning for your first run or a pro, I think there's a lot in here that is wonderful. One of the things that interested me was the barefoot running and why that may be good or bad. When I ran, I used to run both cross country and then running for conditioning for the game I played, squash. I would run heel to toe, meaning hit my heel first when I was running long distances, but sprinting I would always do on my toes. And now you differentiate which the shoe makes a difference, Dr. Vaught.
Yeah, so Dr. Mike, I mean, here's my whole thing about barefoot running. I think as a society, we need to start kids early with a little bit of barefoot running. You know, run on the beach, run on the sand. It's important because I think we overshoe our kids, and it leads to what we call atrophy, meaning wasting of the muscles inside the foot. And that's why we create these whole runners that hit the heel first, and then they hit their toes, which is really not how the foot was designed. It was designed to hit the, you know, sort of the toes or the front of the foot first, and then the heel. And that has led.
And so, by hitting the heel first, you say that puts extra stress on the plantar region, and may lead to.
It puts extra stress on the plantar region, the knees, the hips, the back, you name it. And the reason for that is that we just do too much shoeing, overshoeing, if you will. And so our kids need to run a little bit barefoot. And one of the reasons I did this book was really I run with my kids, and I really want them to have this as a sport for life. But here's what you cannot do. You can't be all of a sudden 35 years old and get into this minimalistic shoes if you have hip impingement and flat feet. And you could cause more trouble than you can solve. So I think the minimalistic shoe running phase has kind of come and gone because you can't just start at a certain age and overdo it with those shoes.
Well, someone must have seen something because there's a question here I don't understand, but maybe you understand it. So Amy has a set of questions, but one of them is, what is peekaboo stem cell implantation, and will that help me? I run marathons now. I love running marathons. I love running, but I'm afraid that, like Joe, I will ruin my knees. What is peekaboo stem cells, or will stem cells in general prevent me from having arthritis or prevent me from having disability from arthritis if I keep running? I'm only 35.
So that's an excellent question, probably one of the best questions, Dr. Mike. So peekaboo is a technology I invented, so that's disclosure. It's called percutaneous cartilage bone interface optimization. In a nutshell, that means we're using, it's not just stem cells, it's which type of stem cells and where we deliver them. So we don't deliver them in the joint, we deliver them where the cartilage and the bone meet, where I think the crime is taking place. And for people who have early arthritis of their knees, we can really hopefully make a big difference in the amount of arthritis in their knee. Arthritis just means loss of cartilage, so we can really repair and maybe even restore the cartilage and hopefully keep you running for life. And why run for life? The benefits are unbelievable, from childhood, the best drug for childhood obesity, all the way into your older years, where running actually preserves your brain.
So now, what you're saying is that arthritis is really loss of cartilage, and osteoarthritis is, the definition of osteoarthritis would be loss of cartilage on the bone?
Yeah, loss of cartilage in between the two bones, wear and tear. Osteoarthritis, by definition, is loss of cartilage between the two bones in a joint.
And now there's so much in this book that I want to get to.
Loss of shock absorber in the two bones.
Now the and there's a series of questions on arthritis with the if you will, as you run more. But one of the things that is that you cover, one of the chapter titles is "Speed is Strength in Disguise." And so, what do you mean by that?
So you know, basically, you need really strong leg muscles. By the way, some of the best runners are doing 400, 500, 1,000 push-ups a day, because the legs are your primary engines, the arms are your secondary engines, and so you need strength in the legs and the arms for you to really run efficiently and at a relatively good speed.
And so by doing strength exercises, you build up your speed.
You not only build up your speed, but muscles, your primary shock absorbers. So the stronger you make those muscles, especially in the legs, the more you're trying to avoid issues like arthritic knees, because muscles really absorb the shock. And so that's probably one of my favorite rules in the whole new rules of running, is speed is strength in disguise.
Now, there's a question on arthritis. Is there more than one kind of arthritis of the knee that you get from physical activity? Will it always be osteoarthritis, or are there other forms of arthritis that you get from physical activity?
Well, from physical activity, it's pretty much osteoarthritis, because that's what we call wear and tear arthritis. I mean, there are 100 different types of arthritis. But the most common, by far, is osteoarthritis, which is just, you know, life's a full contact sport. And it just comes from wear and tear. And excessive wear and tear can cause more arthritis.
And there's a question here also from Maureen. Is losing weight a good alternative to knee surgery? And the second part is an elliptical the best machine for my knees, which are chronically painful?
I'll probably answer in reverse. I think elliptical is one of the best because it's low impact and it's very good for arthritic knees. And losing weight is probably the best remedy for treating knee arthritis, because for every pound you lose, there are 4 pounds less pressure on the knee. And so your joints love you when you lose weight.
Joe?
Dr. Vijay Vaad's book is called The New Rules of Running. More with him after the timeout. On You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. VJ Vaughn is a sports medicine specialist. He has also written books called Arthritis RX and Back RX. And now it's the new rules of running, five new, steps to make running faster and longer for life. It's published by Avery Books. And here again is Dr. Mike Roizen.
And one of the things, VJ, as I said, we have this series of questions. I should tell people, as I did earlier, this is a great book, not a good book. This is a great book. You can find it at thenewrulesofrunning.com. So thenewrulesofrunning.com, or look up Dr. VJ Vaughn's name any place on the internet. One of the questions we had as we went to break came from an Albert, who's a 78, I think he said, year-old man, who said, I have knee arthritis and pain, or I have at least pain in my knees. I assume it's knee arthritis. And he said, can an older person with osteoarthritic knees exercise, and is there an optimal amount I exercise? That is there a moderation is the best process here?
So, Dr. Mike, that's a great question. You know, I have a 87-year-old marathoner at the extreme end, so it makes this questioner look like a spring chicken, if you will. But he gets his knee sort of washed out. We call knee lavage about a month before every New York marathon. He runs the marathon. He has a famous saying, you know, it's, you don't stop running because you get old, but you get old because you stop running. So whether it's fast walking, jogging, or running, it really keeps you young. One of the big reasons, huge clinical data that activity, walking, running, jogging really preserves your brain. I mean, the data is overwhelming now. And so being active is important as you get older, really important. How much, you know, I think that depends on your conditioning, your fitness level. But even if you're doing, the recommendation from American College of Sports Medicine is fast walking, jogging, or running 30 minutes minimum four times a week plus. So I really say more than five times a week, close to five times a week. So that's really is what the golden aim standard should be, to keep yourself fit and healthy. And the advantages of doing that are numerous, from preventing depression to preserving brain to staying fit to preventing all kinds of diseases.
And in fact, that actually can work for, as you said, you decrease arthritis by using your knees rather than increasing it.
Yeah, I mean, look, walking is one of the best things you can do for knee arthritis. I mean, granted, if your knee is swollen from arthritis, acute and hot, then you probably can't walk. But if it's treated, you got a joint lubricant, or you take some curcumin, which is my favorite for arthritic knees, just a supplement that's safe. You know, you could really walk, and what it does is it brings nutrition from the pumping action of the joint fluid going in and out, in and out. And the joint needs that to stay healthy. You can't just sit and you're going to have a healthy knee.
And this is by a Susan. She said, how can I help prevent knee pain while exercising, and what will a doctor need to know to diagnose the cause of my knee pain?
I mean, there are many causes for knee pain, especially women in their 30s and 40s. The most common cause is probably
she's 38. Kneecap. Okay, so
she's 38. I mean, right. Most women her age, the kneecap is the big issue in women because it doesn't track well and there's some pain underneath the kneecap. So, you know, I think in that age group, really proper diagnosis is essential. But, you know, good, safe strengthening is one of the best things that can be done at her age, combined with, you know, maybe some fast walking, eventually leading up to running once the pain is gone.
So safe strengthening of muscles above and below the knees.
That's correct.
And
calf
fast
strengthening,
walking.
Quad strengthening, all that stuff.
And now there's a question about back pain. By the way, let's ask, what will a doctor need to know to diagnose her knee pain?
I think a good physical exam is a good start always. You know, history and physical exams still diagnose 90% of issues. So although we think we need the MRI and we over-rely in society on $1,500, $2,000 MRIs, history and physical is the basis 90% of the times for making the diagnosis.
And I can't remember where I was going because there was another question right there. But one of the things is, what do you do before and after? Do you stretch before or stretch after? Do you warm up before, warm up after? You've got a great chapter in the book, in case we run out of time, on that. But tell us what you do.
Well, in general, you stretch before. You could stretch a little bit after, too, and a little bit of strengthening after is essential. The absolute no-no is do not strengthen before you run because you'll fatigue the muscles and increase your chance of injuries. And, you know, Tom Fleming's done an amazing job of putting together training plans for marathon runners, half marathon, 5K. I mean, he's the guy that won the New York Marathon twice. And the key about his training plans...
The training program is in the book. We should say the training program for each of these is in the book.
For each of these programs designed by Tom Fleming, I mean, there really a lot of thought has gone into it. And the most important part of that training plan, Tom is a running coach now, won 2 New York Marathons, lots of running experience. The most important part of that plan is enough rest, because overuse is the number one cause for injuries when you're running. Just going way too much at it. What I call the October heartbreak for New York Marathons, when people overtrain and they get hurt and I see them, and they can't run in the marathon.
So rest, how often do you do rest? Do you do it one day a week or do you do it 3 days
a
week?
Well, the beautiful about the 10-day training cycle is you're resting 2 days out of 10. So technically in a 1 month training cycle, whereas you get 4 rests historically in this training cycle, you're actually getting 6, instead of 4, you're getting 6 rest days, which I think makes a huge difference.
And if you said one of the things was the generalized, are there supplements or medicines, or should I take aspirin before I run every day?
Well, you know, we don't use aspirin for treating joint issues anymore because it has a high risk of ulcers. We use it for preventing heart disease and strokes in small amounts, but not truly as the arthritis world medication. But I mean, my favorite are vitamin D, 1,000 units minimum every day. I think every runner should take that. And curcumin, which is really a turmeric extract. But I think you should check all that with your doctor, about 1,500
Now, why curcumin? If we can do 20 seconds of why curcumin.
Curcumin is my favorite supplement, as long as you get good curcumin, because Whereas anti-inflammatory, the side effect is heart disease, high blood pressure, ulcers. Curcumin, the potential side effect, is preventing colon cancer and Alzheimer's and keeping your knee or back pain in check, because it is important natural anti-inflammatory.
We're going to have Dr. Vad back. There are too many questions still to go. I think Amy will get the book for her question on the stem cell technique. Joe?
This is the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA. TakeOmega.com.